When the earthquake struck Haiti a year ago, many Haitians in the diaspora said they felt a call to action. Though Haiti's been plagued by natural disasters and political chaos for decades, they said the sheer scale of this crisis meant they could not sit by and leave the job to outsiders any longer. But as WNYC's Marianne McCune reports, helping Haiti help itself has been challenging, even for a dedicated Brooklynite from Haiti.
Last year, around this time, Jean-Claude Denis was pacing between his cluttered accountant's desk and the television in the next room, trying to call Haiti for news of relatives and of the school he helped start in the neighborhood he grew up in.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect.
When all the news did come in, some of it was bad. Denis lost a sister, and he learned the school, called Corébel, had collapsed and 10 kids were killed. Denis' friend Joseph Cadet, a contractor from the same Haitian neighborhood, had also been supporting the school. And he spent those days driving around Brooklyn, picking up donated supplies in hopes of somehow getting them to Haiti fast.
We cannot depend all the time on people, on outsiders. What about us? We have to do something with our life. I think now it's a wake-up call now.
Both these men did a lot over the past year. Cadet sent a first truckload of donations. And then, because he feared the supplies would fall into the wrong hands, he says he started a shipping company that videotapes the delivery of goods so that senders can see them arriving. And he says in each container he ships, he makes room for supplies for the school.
Happy New Year. How are you? How are you?
Happy New Year. Denis worked a day and night through tax season to send enough money to get the school up and running in a temporary building.
It's been a very tough year.
A week ago at a busy local print shop, Denis calculated nervously how much he could spend on a colorful program for the Corébel School's first annual gala dinner the next evening. A designer walked him through the layout.
This is the cover and this is the back here. And then we have a second page here.
Denis had already borrowed money to pay the banquet hall in Queens and put ads in local media. He was planning for 200 people at $100 a head, but few paid in advance, and snow was forecast.
It's the D-Day now, so you don't know what to expect.
Denis says raising money in the Haitian community has been no easier this year than any other, because people are sending whatever extra money they have to their own families. The Inter-American Development Bank estimates remittances are higher than ever recorded. Local Haitian radio host Rico Dupuis says callers to his shows on Radio Soleil tell him their pockets are empty.
Whatever contribution they used to make to their family in Haiti, they've increased that.
The gala begins the next night at 8 in a basement banquet hall. There are videos overhead of Corébel's school children at desks in blue and white uniforms and a disco ball spinning dots of light onto the walls and rug. By 9 o'clock, about 30 people have arrived.
Hopefully we'll have more people.
Denis' sister, Shirley Cooney, volunteers as Corébel Foundation's director of public relations, and so far she's feeling a little disappointed at the turnout on this snowy evening. She says part of the problem may be that Haitians have Haiti fatigue.
It feels like, you know, when you're throwing rocks in the ocean.
Cooney visited the Corébel school over Thanksgiving this year. The school is free, and since the earthquake, it's grown because so many others are still closed or cost money. Cooney says growth is good, but Corébel needs more money fast. Some of the teachers are waiting for back pay. The plywood and tin roof building is not going to last forever.
There's no bathroom. We have 550 kids. There's no bathroom.
There is a latrine, she says, but a University of Chicago anthropology student who's been teaching English at the school says it's full, to be blunt. Over the past year, while working on her PhD, Chelsea Kivlin has been helping Denis grow Corébel Foundation into a 501c3 he doesn't pay for out of his own pocket. She argues this is the kind of aid Haiti needs, support for locally run projects.
You want your money to go to people who know the community, who know what the needs are, and who have the local authority to make it happen.
Sitting alone with her dinner at a banquet table near the front, guest Carly Regis says that's exactly the reason she came.
I only support what I feel that I can trust. I'm totally willing to give in Haiti, but I want to give to somebody who's doing something good in Haiti, not to put money in their pockets.
The evening included a moment of silence for victims of the earthquake, presentations about the school, a three-course meal, and performances by local Haitian singers. But two-thirds of the seats were never filled. A few days later, Denis sat at his messy desk again, tabulating the money he received in cash and checks.
That's 16 checks. It's not too bad.
Altogether, the event brought in about $8,000. That's a little more than half what Denis spent to put it on. Paying back the money he borrowed is going to be tough, but he says it was the first annual gala, and he succeeded in creating momentum for Kohai Band.
I'm getting a lot of calls, people that are going to send the contribution.
While he's at his desk, a text comes from the school's administrators in Haiti. It's about the money he's sending today for overdue teacher salaries. They each make about $100 a month.
Now they tell me, like, you know, the minute I cash it, let them know.
Next step, a raffle. Denis already has posters and flyers out. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.